Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Wrestling is fake. Sorry to the wrestling fans who think it's real, but it's fake. What's up? What's good? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily Podcast, a podcast brought to you by Hip Hop DX, where we keep you updated on everything hip hop culture. Yes. See how I try to add the different inflection today.
Keep you informed.
We're letting you know what's happening in hip hop culture, okay?
Yes.
Now, it is Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Happy Hum Day.
Happy Wednesday.
Now, today, T.I. is in more hot water. Mm-hmm. Yes, T.I. and his wife, Tiny. We also have Lil Wayne, who is making sure that we get a new Young Money album, which I'm really excited about.
That'd be dope. Yes, excited for that.
Yes, Soulja Boy has beef with the WWE. Well, a particular wrestler who used to wrestle in the WWE. And we have more updates on what's happening with the Drake album. You know, we all certified Lover Boy watch right now.
We are.
So got a couple new things with that. Let's get down to it. So T.I. and Tiny have been facing these sexual abuse allegations that we heard about a few weeks back. Everybody knows what's happened by now, or what has allegedly happened by now. Mm-hmm. They're accused of drugging, raping girls, putting guns to people's heads, all types of charges. And now T.I. is getting some of the fallout from that.
Yeah. So ever since the allegations came about, T.I. and Tiny have kind of, they put the reality show to a stop, so that's been one of the things. But now T.I. reportedly won't return for Marvel's Ant-Man 3 amid all these allegations. So
oh, wow.
So there's another bag that's out the window, reportedly. So, yeah.
Woo. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a tricky situation because I'm all for, like, putting people on ice until we figure out what happened, unless we know for sure whether or not you did it. Mm-hmm. But by the same token, it's like, what if they're innocent? Is it really the right thing to do to stop right. somebody from that bag? Because let's say, all right, they go through the whole investigation process. The movie is shooting all this meantime while they're going through that investigation. Mm-hmm. It turns out that they're innocent. Now yeah. it's like, well, you just took this role from this man and he didn't do anything.
Right. So, like, what do you do in that situation? Like,
yes, it's very tricky. And also, I think if Marvel's going to take him out of the movie, they should come out and issue a statement and say, hey, we're removing him from this movie. We're removing him because of these specific allegations. And this is why. Like, you need to thoroughly explain it because you can't play both sides and be like, well, we're removing him, but we're not going to tell you guys why.
Yeah, like, be upfront about it if that is, like, the reason.
Yeah, make your stance clear, because if it turns out that he's guilty, all right, you look like, hey, we took a hard stance against this. We weren't playing. We don't play sexual assault. But if it turns out that they're innocent, mm-hmm. now you have to make that right because you took this franchise role away from this man. So
yeah, because T.I. has been in the first and second Ant-Man. He plays Dave in there. Now, I will say, it's kind of maybe like a wrong timing situation or whatever may happen, because they're saying that Ant-Man 3 is still like in the works and still finalizing things or whatever. So they could be like, maybe they don't want to bring T.I.'s character Dave in there at all for if it doesn't go with the plot or whatever. But also, if Dave is supposed to be in the movie and they're taking him out because of the sexual abuse allegations, then it's like kind of back and forth. So it's like,
yeah, we need to ask some comic book fans. Comic book fans, hit us up. Yeah. Is Dave in the next sequence of event for this series?
Yeah, Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania.
Guanamania.
Guanamania. Okay.
Yeah, we need to know that. If you're a comic book fan, you're a Marvel fan, hit us up. Is Dave the character supposed to be in this next sequence of events or no? Yeah. Let us know.
Yeah, definitely let us know because I'm curious now.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Now, on to Lil Wayne, because when I heard this news, oh my goodness. When I tell you middle school / high school me was hype.
Okay. Who are you telling?
So what is happening with Lil Wayne and the Young Money Empire?
So yeah, very exciting news. On Saturday, it came out that Lil Wayne was a guest on Fox Sports Radio's Up On Game, where he made the announcement that Young Money album was going to be on the way.
Young Money! Young Money! A million. Even though that's a Lil Wayne song, not a Young Money song, but they said Young Money in the beginning.
We'll put it together.
But yeah, so another Young Money album. This is going to be fire. Mm-hmm. Of course, Drake has to be on it. Of course, Nicki has to be on it. If either one of them, for whatever reason, is not on it, keep it.
Yeah, they definitely have to be on it.
Because like, no shade to Little Twist and, yep. And Chucky and Mac Main. We love them as well.
We do.
But we need at least 35, I'll give them 25 to 35% mm-hmm. Nicki, Drake.
Yeah, if you need those on the compilation album, because mm-hmm. there's really no reason to not have them on.
Yeah, we need that. And come on, it just takes me back to the Bedrock days, you know, truffle butter, like
Roger that.
Come on. And then my all-time favorite Young Money song. Well, technically it's Nicki Minaj's song, but it's her and Wayne, and it just has that classic Young Money feel. But Moment for Life.
Ooh.
Like if they give us something in that vibe, oh my gosh. This is gonna make my 2021 if this actually comes to fruition and they come with those type of vibes. Done deal.
Yeah, Wayne also said on the show that it sets up everything for everybody so they can start coming out with their own solo projects as well, because we haven't really had a new Nicki in a while. Ooh. Wayne on Drake and whoever else from Young Money who we want to put here an
Tyga.
Album from.
I'll take a Tyga album.
Put that in there too. So so Wayne is trying to set it up real nice, so we're going to see.
Chanel. Are we going to get a Chanel album?
I mean, we should throw that in there. Sure, you
Chanel
know?
Still with Young Money.
Yeah.
I don't know. Questions that need answering. But I think this is going to be great, too, because Lil Wayne actually owns Young Money now. So
that is right.
If he, Nicki, and Drake get together and they put out something that is, you know, really of a high caliber, which I know they will, like, that is going to all be going towards Lil Wayne and them. Like, it's not going to be, you know, Birdman taking all the money this time around. You feel me?
Exactly.
So I'm happy about that aspect of it, too, because we know Wayne's been going through his financial troubles with the whole situation with Birdman. Mm-hmm. We know he's been going through his legal troubles. So this is something that could help alleviate all of that if, you know, it comes out the way it's supposed to and it's executed properly.
Right. So. It goes all right to him. So that'd be really good.
Yeah, I'm here for that. We need a date on that ASAP.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
What's up?
Do you think Big Draco has hands?
Oh, I think so. Anybody that was that big on MySpace, you had to have hands at the time. So I just figured, like, he had it.
Okay, well, Big Draco, a.k.a. Soulja Boy, is in a full-out Twitter beef.
Yeah.
With Red. Is that what we want to call this, a Twitter beef?
We'll call it a Twitter beef for now.
Okay.
It could get serious, I guess.
Yeah. So Soulja Boy and wrestler Randy Orton have been going back and forth online. What's the root of this? Why did this even happen? Because I'm so confused right now.
Basically, Soulja Boy tweeted, he tweeted was rap game faker than WWE. Of course, you know, wrestling is fake. Sorry to the wrestling fans who think it's real, but it's fake. So then early yesterday morning, another wrestler, T-Bar, he replied to the rapper saying, "Does the rap game take years off your life and leave you with countless injuries and debilitating pain? Oh, well, maybe just stick the super soaking hose or whatever it is you did 15 years ago."
Dang. Yeah. He went to the crank that on him. He hit him with the crank that lyrics.
Exactly. He called him out.
Go back to super soaking hose.
So then Randy Orton then responded to all this going on. And responding to Soulja Boy saying, "Fake? Dare this prick to step up. He don't like movies? Consider us actors that do stunts. Without pads, 200 days a year, and don't bitch when we get surgically repaired and come right back."
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he going in on Soulja Boy about that one.
So they were big offended by this. Like,
yeah.
I thought, but why is it a problem? I feel like everybody says that wrestling is fake. I feel like that's a common thing that people say.
Right.
So why are they taking such big offense to it when it's coming from, I guess because it's coming from Big Draco, then it's a big problem.
But now I'm thinking, like, is this all a thing to entice something going on?
Is this theater? Is this wrestling that's going on, like, right before us? Is this a storyline? Is Soulja Boy going to come on WWE, like, and hit somebody over the head with a chair?
Exactly.
What's the next move? If they smart, that's what they'll do. Turn this into an episode. Turn this into a little storyline. Write this in. Yeah. They should capitalize off this then. Because I definitely was like, well, why are they so hostile right now? Like, I didn't know it was that serious. Soulja Boy was just trying to say, like, that people in the music industry, rap game, like, they be moving funny sometimes. Sometimes they be acting, like, how wrestlers act and do their stunts with no pads. Like, I think it was a pretty good comparison, honestly.
I do, too.
But, yeah, so do you think they're going to turn this into a storyline? Or do you think they're just going to leave it at online back and forth?
I don't know, because now it's taking me back to where all, like, remember the rappers were like, oh, I want to get in the ring. Like, I think Soulja Boy wanted to fight somebody too, like, in the ring at one time.
Yeah.
And then, so now it's like, I don't know if he's trying to collect this wrestling bag too. I don't know.
You know, Big Draco keeps a check.
He do now. And then also, after all this, guess who popped into the situation?
I wonder who.
Lil Bow Wow has something to say.
Of course.
You know, him and Soulja Boy went back, you know, with music. They collaborated a lot in the 2000s.
Yeah.
And so he had his own tweet and he said, yo, Soulja Boy, these wrestlers are terrified. I've been giving them the business since I announced I was training. They so scared, we're going to take all they shine.
Now, they could be, this could be a good thing. Like, Soulja Boy and Bow Wow versus whoever the top wrestlers are. Don't get me to lying, because I'm going to start naming people like Booker T and Rey Mysterio. I don't know if they're still wrestling, but those are the wrestlers that I know from back then. So, so don't even get me to lying about who they can fight against today. But I do think it'll make for great TV.
Yeah, I also saw where, remember when Cardi B had her little spat with the wrestler Lacey Evans, and they were going to go back and forth. I think hip-hop's trying to take into this WWE thing.
Hey, man, we could take it over. And then you got all these little reality stars trying to get into boxing. So, so I'm sure some of them wouldn't mind getting into wrestling, too. I think it could be a good meshing of two different worlds.
I think so, too. I think they'd be really dope to see. But, of course, it's probably going to be exaggerated and like drawn out.
Most definitely. I would be here for it though, especially with Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy has the exact drama, characteristics needed for a wrestling match to make a great wrestling match.
I'm here for all the memes too. It's gonna bring gifs, gifts, whatever you want to call it. Like, it's gonna be a good time.
Yeah, no, I think they might have birthed something great accidentally here.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Now, lastly, like I said, we have been on Certified Lover Boy watch. We've been on watch since December of 2020, actually.
No, we really have. We've been watching everything about Drake, Certified Lover Boy. We're on it.
Now that I've been thinking about it, this is DX Daily / Certified Lover Boy podcast. So the latest has come actually from Academics. Now, we talked about our last podcast. Academic said that the album was coming in April. He said Drake told him this himself. Now, you know, we don't particularly see Academics as the most reliable source, but it appears to be some credence to what he was saying. So he said that Drake said, sit tight and relax. He said that little Drake leak, What's Next, that came out. He said it's a little warm-up ting.
Okay.
He said he's working overtime to create his next masterpiece. And he also said that Drake is shooting some videos that will probably drop this week.
Really?
Yeah, he said something might drop this week. So
okay, okay.
We shall see. He said, that's y'all Drake update. The source is The Boy.
Oh my gosh.
Now, you know who The Boy is, right?
Who?
Drake.
Oh, I was like, who's
Drake? Drake is The Boy. So Academic's saying he got this right from the source.
Got it.
Now, after Academic said all this, a little video of Drake, you know, out and about in Toronto shooting a video, well, looking like he's shooting a video, popped up.
Yeah.
So it appears Academics might have some inside source of information on this.
For some reason, I don't know why we didn't get the source first, Asia, because we've been on watch. But
we've been covering this, you know, day in and day out.
Yes.
So I feel like Drake, We're here for an exclusive too. DX Daily.
Come on.
But yeah, so that's the latest on Certified Lover Boy. Do you think it's really going to come out in April, like Academic said?
I mean, April's so specific. I mean, why would, you know, I think, yeah, maybe. Unless Academics was trying to just whatever, but.
No, I think it has to come soon. This Drake is just, there's too many posts. Like, I watch his Instagram stories to see if there's updates about the album. Mm-hmm. And every other day, it's him in the studio.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, okay. It's him doing something mysterious related to the album. So I feel like since he's doing that on an everyday basis now, It is coming soon. Like, really, really soon. So I'll say by the end of this month or beginning of April.
Has to be beginning of April, because if it's last day of April, even though it's technically April, I'm going to be like, yo,
come on. You made us wait that long.
Come on. Well, it should have been Valentine's Day drop, but whatever. It's all good.
Yeah, I get it. He felt like he wasn't ready, probably, or that he got to put that last minute sauce on it. Mm-hmm. You know, rappers like to make it current, too. Like what he said in the What's Next record, talking about what he did on Valentine's Day and everything like that. Yep. He wanted to feel as fresh as possible. So you got to make it sound like, you know, he just recorded the last song yesterday. Day, whenever he puts it out.
That's true. So yeah,
I get it. I see the vision. Give us the music though,
please.
And on that note, that's gonna end today's episode of DX Daily. As always, make sure you subscribe to us on all platforms. We are on Amazon Music, we are on Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio app. We're on sites I never even heard of before.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually saw a cool podcast about this guy who he lived back in the civil rights era, and he's telling all the stories from the civil rights era. Uh-huh. And there was some random podcast app. I never heard of it before. It's called Podbean.
Podbean. Okay.
Yeah, so
Podbean.
As I was on Podbean, I was just like, oh, well, let me see if DX Daily's up here. It's a podcast app.
There we go.
Let me just take a shot, see if it's up here. And you know what? DX Daily was up there. So we're on Podbean, too.
We're on Stitcher, too. That's another podcast app my mom listens. Hey, mama.
Yes.
Stitcher.
Hey, moms.
Hello.
Yeah, so we are everywhere you get your podcast at. Also, subscribe to us on YouTube. We are Hip Hop DX on the tube.
And also, if you have an Alexa, you can also say, hey, Alexa, play DX Daily on the podcast.
Ooh, we fancy. We got that smart technology over here at DX Daily.
Come on now.
Yes. Also, hit us up on social media. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms. Asia is A-S-H-I-A. Okay, it's not spelled the regular way. Spelled A-S-H-I-A. Mm-hmm. And Sky is S-K-Y-E. So, yeah, just hit me up on all social media.
And then hit me up on my social media, too. Instagram, Twitter, at A-Dub. That's A-Y-triple-E-D-U-B-B. And, of course, follow Hip Hop DX on socials, too.
Yes, we will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.